Hello, everyone, and welcome to Six Figure Souls Doing Good and Making Money, the weekly hot podcast highlighting entrepreneurs that have found their calling and stuck to it and are doing good and making money. My name is Camille Miller. I am your host. I'm a business and life strategist. And today we have with us Sandy Townsend. She is a transference practitioner and teacher. Welcome, Sandy, to our show.
Thank you, Camille, for inviting me.
You are so welcome. I forgot to mention that this is a very special season because I'm highlighting all of the members from the Natural Life Business Partnership. And you've been a longtime member, so I'm excited to have you and talk about what you do. And I was able to experience it, so I really do want to talk about all of that. So, transference practitioner, can you tell us a little bit about what that is or what it means for people that might be hearing it for the first time?
So transference healing is a type of healing modality that actually combines all the healing modalities out there. It's fairly new. It's about 25 years old, but it's a very ancient healing modality that was on the planet a long time ago, but came off the planet because we got so dense that we couldn't handle that type of energy. So 25 years ago, it was brought back because at that point, we started to make changes and it needed to come back to support people because it really holds the keys and the wisdom and the technology to help us at this time on the planet as we go through a bit of a ascension, as I like to say.
Was it lost and then found again, or did someone have the keys and they just
didn't have it? Wasn't lost.
Okay.
It was just taken off the planet because it was too much for our dense bodies to handle at that time. But now our bodies are going through this change, and so we can handle it more. So it's really here to help us with the whole ascension process that is happening on the planet as well as within our bodies.
Now, are there a lot of practitioners? Because in all the ones I work with, you are the only one that I know that does this type of healing.
Yeah, when I first started, so I've been doing this for 15 years.
Okay.
There were only two practitioners in the US.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, now there's a few more, but there's still not many. And it's because it comes from Australia. The person who channeled it in is in Australia.
Okay.
So there's a lot of practitioners in Australia and the UK because it's just in that part of the world. So most people here have not heard of it.
Understood. Wow. And I'm curious, how did you find it or decide to go in this direction 15 years ago?
Yeah, so I had been doing healing work for at least 10 years prior. Like, I started in the 1990s with Reiki, and no one heard of Reiki back then. I didn't even know, like, what's that word? and I was just like, I was learning so much. I had learned so many different modalities that 10 years ago, I was actually in an expo in New York City where they showcase, you know, all different things. It was a spiritual expo, and transference healing, it was 2009, and they only came that one time. They came from Australia and they were in that show. And so I was very drawn. Like, when I went up to the, booth, like, I was very drawn to the energy. And then I received the healing. And I was like, wow, this is so different. I said, I just want to learn it. And I immediately learned it from that point. And that's how I started doing it.
Wow. But you said there's not like a local school.
No. No. Okay. When I learned it, I went to Australia to actually learn it.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. That's a big commitment.
Yeah. Because when they came, I was like, so are you teaching this in the US? And they were like, no.
wonder why they were there.
Yeah, I want to learn it. So I actually went to Australia and learned it. And,
that's incredible. Has it changed over the last 10 years? Like, have they added stuff? Has it gotten stronger?
It's amazing because it has grown. It's kind of hard to explain. Like, the energy has its own movement and kind of its own momentum. So the more we grow, like, the bigger the energy gets. It's really amazing. Like, I've never seen anything like it. I call it magical. Like, the energy is almost magical because of the way it just runs. I mean, if someone books an appointment with me, the minute they book, the energy starts to run. I am not doing anything. Like, I just had someone say to me the other day, like, after I booked this, the healing, the guy goes, I could feel you working on me. Were you working on me? I said, no. But it just starts to run. And, like, it has its own thing behind it, its own force. It's really amazing.
That's what I was going to ask, the way you were explaining it. So this healing has its own energy?
Yeah, it's just the way it's built. There's so much technology and frequencies and everything behind it. Don't ask me how it works. I've been doing this 15 years, and I just say it's magical. Because it just goes. It just runs.
Okay.
It's really connected to the grid. And so because of that, it's like this, I think it's like a force field that almost it's like alive, the energy.
I understand. So you as a practitioner, or any practitioners, are you just facilitating this energy going through people? What is your part in controlling this energy that's so
healing? Yeah, I don't control it. Like, okay. Anybody could learn how to do it. And I highly recommend, like, I always say everybody should learn how to do it, only because to support yourself whenever you need it. But so anybody could learn it. Like, even a kid could learn this because they're procedures that are written down and you just follow the procedure. That's all you're doing. You're not controlling anything. You're just I'll give you like a procedure. So one of them is, and a lot of them, like, so you start, make a diamond around a person. So you make this diamond.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Like, that's what you're saying. Well, you're doing like the diamond, and then you're doing, you know, like lines. But actually that diamond, like, you just do it around a person, but that diamond is connecting to, like, the north, the south, the east, the west, earth, air, fire, water. So income, all those elements, as soon as you do that, all those elements are being pulled in. So it's actually making, like, goes in and, like, makes these changes within us because our bodies are connected to the grid.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're doing that technology along with it, that's also connected to the grid, it allows your body to just make changes and transform. So in essence, like, nobody, like, you're not controlling anything in any way. Like, when I run them, that's why I tell people, I don't know what's going to happen. Like, I just run the energy. And whatever changes, like, you're meant in that moment to be making, that the support your body needs will happen.
So, do you also feel that energy?
I do feel it. Like, when I run it, I mean, I kind of really have to tune in to feel it or not, you know. But yeah, I mean, I start as you do it more, you grow more as a person. And so you start to embody the energy more. And so I actually carry that frequency. So it's almost always running in me, whether I'm doing it or not. It just starts to run. It's
Okay.
carried within me.
Okay. That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Does this energy kind of have a life of its own? Like it can it alone heal people without people asking for the healing? Does that make sense?
Well, you have to receive the energy. You have to be willing. You mean if they don't want it,
Yeah,
can
I'm
they?
just thinking if it's a loose energy, can it
Yeah,
go in to
no.
heal anyone?
Yeah, I mean, you have to want the energy. Like you have to, have
No.
a healing.
Yeah, okay.
And it, but it's kind of run by you and your higher self. So
Okay.
that's why, like, I'm taking it, take myself out of that. And it's between the person or higher self and what they are ready to receive in that moment. So to answer that, I don't know if I answered that right. It doesn't just
Yeah,
run.
they have to want to receive it, is what I'm hearing.
Right.
So
Like
they
I
have to
can't
be in a place to receive.
without someone's permission, I can't do a healing. Like I have to have, for people like family members and stuff.
Right.
Like I can't just say, let me do a healing on them. I think they need it. I really can't. Like I have to have permission from their higher self.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So interesting. So people, you said it's a really great thing for people to learn for themselves. Do they have to go to Australia to do this?
No, you have me.
Yeah, that's
Yeah, that's part of it. I also teach it.
So
That's
you
why.
are now a teacher in the US, and I assume that there's not very many of you.
No,
Yeah.
there's still only like two, or there might be a couple more, but not in this area.
Yeah. So, is it something that they do online in a group? Do they contact you one-on-one? How would people learn this
So
methodology?
they learn it. It's a 3-day training, like to do
Okay.
the, it's called Fundamentals. And so Fundamentals is a 3-day training, and it has to be done in person.
Okay.
And so I usually, if so, just one person wants to learn it, I will do it. But it's nice when you have more than one because then they could help work with each other.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're working with me, which is okay.
So you're located in New Jersey. So these people would come to New Jersey and
Right.
go through a training with you, a 3-day training.
Correct. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. There's also smaller, that's the main training. That's why I always recommend people to learn. But there's also like 1-day workshops. Those are just workshops where, you can also learn, like, there's a smaller version of this, the healing, say, that I do,
Okay.
that people can learn just like the baby version, which is great also because it's quick. It's great if you just need something quick. So,
Now, who is this best for? The actual getting the healing, I should say.
anybody could get the healing. It's great for kids. It's great for, adults. But I will say the people who are drawn to it, who really are more interested in it, are more spiritual.
Okay, makes
Other
sense.
than kids, kids just get it because kids already have what is called a light body intact. Kids just
Yeah.
get it. One healing, kids are done. Because that's all they need, because it's they just kind of like the energy and they know.
Yeah.
But mostly spiritual women or men, because if I would say if you're not too spiritual, it's really hard to kind of understand
Agreed.
the whole concept.
Yeah. And then you said with kids, it's like one and done. But what about adults? Is it a long-term thing? Does it wear off? Do they need to keep going and getting tweaked and getting a little bit better each time? How does that work?
Adults, I always recommend at least 3 times.
Okay.
You know, some people get one. I have found the biggest compliment to me is I have people like from, say, 7 years ago that have come for one healing, and all of a sudden they come back and said, "Oh, you helped me so much." And I'm like, "Oh, that's good." Because I wasn't sure, like, you know, if someone comes once and I never hear from them again, I don't really know, you know, how the healing was for them. But anyway, so I always recommend at least 3 to help you. But I've had people come for a whole year, 2 years.
Wow.
It's only a once a works best, like once a month. Okay. So it's not like a weekly thing.
Okay. So is it really a tweaking of their energy? Like, what would make someone say, "I need that healing"? Is it because they're in pain? Is there emotional distress? Is it just like, "I need something in my life"?
So people who suddenly, you know, who come all of a sudden, usually it's stress. You know, some people have physical pain. I had people come for money, like money issues, like all kinds of things for, you know, some people just kind of feel numb and want that passion again. So people come, all different reasons people come.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just trying to set the stage for, you know, so people can hear if it's for them.
Yeah.
You know, like kind of put out there. So it's really for anyone is what I'm hearing. Anyone can use this type of clearing. It's really like a clearing.
Yeah, it is. I think it's really best. I think it's really good for people who want to grow within themselves, because actually that's the whole concept behind it, because it's for growth. Growth within yourself, if you want to become more empowered, you know, if the, you hold certain fears or beliefs and you want to move past that stuff or traumas, like this really gets to the root of what is stopping you. And that's why I really loved it when I learned it, because it works on so many levels that it could really help you get to what needs to, you know, you need to heal to move forward in your life.
Now, does the client themselves feel the change?
Yeah. I would say what people really notice is they start to think differently. Their relationships change. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing, because there's such a shift in your consciousness from these healings. Like, you look at things differently. You don't have like the battles in your life. You just make such shifts in your consciousness that I've never seen anything do it like transference healing.
Wow. And I will tell the audience that I did go through this with Sandy. She gifted me a session last week. And afterwards, I definitely felt lighter.
A lot of people
lighter. Yeah. I couldn't explain it, but it was lighter. Like, I had this lighting, like I was just floating, but in a very good way. Like, there was no heaviness to anything that I was burdening. And I had it in the evening, so I went to sleep afterwards. So, but I did have this like lighter feeling to me.
Yeah, people say their mind is much clearer. Like, when people have a lot of, you know, some people are just in their head day and night. Like, they never get out of that cycle. This, people have said, my mind was silent. Like, it just cuts right through like all that clutter that people keep in their mind.
Yeah. That's interesting. I didn't put the two together, but I actually have done a lot of creative work on my business this last week since that. I don't know if it would have come anyway, but I was much clearer on where am I going.
Yeah, exactly.
And did a lot of work. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very subtle, but goes like I always say, goes very deep in the body. So there's such subtle changes, but yet they're not so subtle, but like you're saying, like all of a sudden you're creative where you might not even think, and I say they're subtle because you might not even think about it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, maybe this is connected to that.
Yeah,
feeling.
I didn't put it together with that, but now that I'm talking to you again, I was like, wow, it was a killer weekend for all of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting. So what is the best way for people to find you if this sounds like something they want to explore and they're like, okay, I'm totally open to receiving this new type of energy? What's the best way to get in contact with you?
Sure. They could just go on my website. It's
okay.
diamondascension.net. And on there, you could schedule time to speak to me. You can schedule sessions, so you could really
Excellent.
Do it all. The website.
Excellent. And I should also say, is that a good place to find out if there's already healers and energy workers that are maybe listening to this and they think it's a great another modality to add, you know, to their toolbox? Can they also get information there?
Yeah, they can. But if you want to learn more about transference healing in general, I mean, there's stuff on my website, but there's also a transferencehealing.com website if somebody wants to get it.
Terrific. And I'll add that if you're driving or listening to this on audio, you can go to the show notes later on and check out Sandy's bio, and all of her links and information will be attached in our show notes. So you could go do that. But otherwise, it's sandytownsend.net.
Sandy Townsend. Oh, for my email?
Yeah. No, for your website.
Oh, diamondascension.net.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Diamondascension.net.
Yeah.
Awesome. So that'll be in there. So, Sandy, thank you so much for being a part of our broadcast today.
Thank you for
this
inviting
is so
me.
Interesting. Yeah, you're welcome. All right. And all of our listeners, thank you so much for taking the time to listen. If you want more information about the Soul Professional Movement, you can go to soulprofessional.com. This podcast is sponsored by the Natural Life Business Partnership. If you want to live in a higher vibration, have an alternative approach to business, and here to help repair the world, come check us out at soulprofessional.com. Thanks, everyone.